This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Was this a part of your youth growing up? This was your fave?
Oh my gosh, is this Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
Yes, it is!
Yes! Born to slay.
Boy.
Angel.
It was for TJ. How about you? We're going to get into it next. 925 WBEE. 5 WBEE, Rochester's new country with your B Morning Coffee Club. And this was definitely a part of TJ's youth.
Oh, man. I never missed an episode. Buffy the Vampire Slayer was like the foundation of my 20s. And I remember because I would make brownies. Every time, right before the show, always had to have brownies made
really?
To watch Buffy the Vampire Slayer. I don't know. I think it was on at like 7 or 8. Yeah. I don't know. After dinner, sometimes sit, eat brownies, watch Buffy. You know, it was just the best.
And Angel was always saving
Angel,
her.
Oh, yeah. Angel always was. Bit. Oh, did you?
A little bit.
Don't pretend like you didn't love it, too.
Okay. A little bit.
Yeah, it was the age of like chokers. And, you know, she was always like dressed so great. Her hair was perfect, yet she could still do backflips and kick butt. It was awesome.
Go to the gym. I want to be trained like Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
I want to be able to beat up a vampire in heels, please. What classes do you offer in that?
But did you know Dolly Parton helped produce that? Dolly Parton has always been involved with
what?
Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
What?
She's got a production company called Sandlot. She was involved. She gave input on the show. Dolly Parton is everywhere.
I had no idea.
Even Buffy the Vampire Slayer. And now they're saying they're going to be doing some rebooting.
Okay.
And they're going to try it again. Because many love Buffy.
Yeah.
Guess who's still in the background? Pushing some buttons.
Dolly?
Dolly! Can you believe that?
Bringing back like Sarah Michelle Gellar and the whole nine?
She's going to be brought back, but like a recurring...
Okay.
Recurring part, she's passing on the Slayer.
I don't know.
Skills to someone else.
I know. And then Angel, like, you got to have him in there. You have to. He was the best part of the show.
You'll watch it again, won't you?
Absolutely.
That wasn't really my vampire era. I was more of a Twilight girl myself.
Oh, Twilight.
What? That was a phenomenon across the country.
You're right. But that's just because, you know, Buffy wasn't available then. Buffy was a love story and a kick butt story at the same time.
Buffy's like
please.
What did the vampires sparkle in Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
No.
I don't think so.
No,
exactly.
He rarely came up. He only came out at night. Why would he sparkle? He couldn't come out during the day. Plus, she loved him. He loved her, but they couldn't be together. Not like Bella, where it was like, oh, you know, they can't be together because he just is so... No, it's because she was born to slay vampires.
Battle of the Vampires here.
Were you so she was born in a special as a warrior.
Edward or Team Jacob?
I was Team Edward.
Yeah.
Oh, so you like the wolves? The werewolves?
No. Edward was the vampire.
Oh, yeah. I thought you said Jacob. I'm sorry. I got distracted by the song here. This is the song they walked out to the wedding, didn't they?
Yes. My daughter is like, Mom, would it be cheesy? I kind of want to walk down the aisle. Because Morgan was obsessed with Twilight. And she's getting married in May. And she's like, should I walk down the aisle? Will that be bad? Will that be cheesy? And I was like, really? To the Twilight song?
No! It's a beautiful song. And when you hear it, you don't necessarily like immediately just think of Twilight.
Yeah, absolutely you think of Twilight.
No, my dad and I did this song in a recital. He played the piano. I played the cello.
You got to be kidding me. Really?
Why would I kid about that?
What?
I'm okay. Never kidding when I talk about playing my cello.
Yes. Okay. Okay. First of all,
there was so much done rap there. I'm sorry.
TJ, let Morgan choose her own song. It's her wedding.
I know.
Okay. And if I'm going to help in DJ, I'm playing that for her if she wants that.
Absolutely. That's fine.
Now, talent show, you really did. Your dad helped you, and you did that song?
Yeah, my dad was taking music lessons down in Wayland, so he performed at the Wayland High School for the talent show for his music school he was going to.
Waco! Wayland Cohocton.
Wait a second, so it wasn't even your talent show?
It was my dad's talent show.
And you helped out with the cello?
Yes.
1,000 years. Wow. Imagine that.
Me and Jerry! Dynamic duo!
You know what?
You can't even make this up. You really can't.
You can't. And as far as talent shows go, I want to take a quick break, but I want to get into talent shows because I don't know about you, but think real hard while we take a break about that childhood talent show where maybe an adult in your life should have been like, this isn't a good idea. You kind of look foolish, or maybe you shouldn't do this.
All right.
I'm going to get into that. Coming up on your B-Morning Coffee Club.
Wow, we got the Battle of the Vampires going here, talking about Buffy. They are bringing it back, and you're a Twilight fan. On the text line, Buffy paved the way for Twilight.
Absolutely. Somebody texted here, Buffy would have kicked the crap out of the vampires in Twilight. So true. Like, Buffy kept her high school vampire-free. What was Bella doing? Crying, whining. Right? Oh, woe's me. Buffy was out there keeping her high school safe.
Okay.
You know what one we forgot? Vampire Diaries.
I used to watch that
with my daughters. Anybody like that? Or
my daughter likes that.
Okay. All right. There you go.
This texter, I totally walked down the aisle to the song that they played in Twilight for Bella's wedding.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
My friend played the piano. It was stunning.
Okay. And you said you did it helping your father.
Yeah, my dad and I were in a talent show. My dad played piano and I played the cello to the song.
All right. We're going to get into talent show skills that we're proud of and maybe some we're not. That is next. WBEE. When you get together with childhood friends, do they ever bring up that talent show that perhaps was embarrassing or they want to bust your chops about? 92.5 WBEE. We all did something like that when we were younger. You said you helped your dad in a talent show, but what did you do for yourself?
My church talent show, I recreated from I Love Lucy the Vitamita Vegemin commercial.
Okay. I just saw you over there downloading. Do you have that off one of your socials? Can we play it?
Oh, yeah.
You got it? All right, let's hear this.
Oh, my God.
Are you tired, run down, lift? Do you pop out at parties? Are you a poopular? The answer to all your problems is in this bottle. Vitamita Vegemin. Vitamita Vegemin.
There you go. Hope doing Lucille Ball. How old were you then?
I was probably like 14. I was obsessed with Lucille Ball. Dyed my hair red when I was in high school.
Cool.
Big fan.
Because you sound like you sound...
A little like you sound now.
Yeah. I mean, you sound... So from 14 to 28, you really haven't changed your sound.
Your tone has pretty much been the same.
Interesting.
Well, at least it was clean. I don't know what my mom was thinking.
What?
My mother and my grandmother signed my siblings and I up. So my brother, sister, and I.
Okay.
For the Main Street talent show. Main Street. We're outside on a stage in front of the whole stinking town. I'm like maybe 11. And my grandmother goes, I have the perfect song. It's on one of my records. Hold on. We choreograph a number to a song called Cocktails for Two.
And you're 11?
I'm 11.
And you're the oldest.
I'm the oldest. So my younger siblings are dressed up in totally inappropriate older clothes. My brother's got like on a big old suit. My sister has on some shimmery dress that's too big for. And they're holding martini glasses. Okay? And then I come in as the comedic relief drunk man into the song with a top hat, stumbling around like what I thought a drunk person would be like at a... I'm 11 with an empty cocktail glass. This was my talent show.
And look what you developed into.
Listen to a little bit of... Yeah, it's like my brother and sister are standing there. It's like a really old song. And they're just standing there talking about how great it is.
What?
And then I come out to the stage.
In some secluded rendezvous.
So I had to do all the slapstick. I still remember it.
Oh my goodness. By the way, we run video in the studio. You got to see her still acting this out from 11.
Yeah, it gets like... So I knew every single sound effect, and I had to just be this guy.
Oh, she's doing it all! Wow, how she remembers it!
It's a ridiculous song. And then he gets at the end, he's like... It's like ridiculous cartoon stuff. So I was just all over the place. And I think back now, my siblings and I joke with my mom. I'm like, Ma, there was no part of you that thought maybe that was a little inappropriate.
Right.
She was like, no way. No. You killed it. I was like, I was 11.
How about you? Any of those memories of talent shows?
Where you're like, what? Why would I do that?
You know, I did something totally different when I was younger in school. It wasn't exactly, it's kind of a talent show, but it wasn't. Anyway, I'll explain next. Heath, you did it too. WBEE, it's your B-Morning Coffee Club. We're just talking about talent shows our parents got us into.
Childhood talent shows. We know we all were part of them. This one says, I did Rhinestone Cowboy by Glenn Campbell in the third grade. Thank God no one recorded it. I was awful. Rhinestone Cowboy.
That's right. Back in the day, none of those videos from the phones. We got lucky. TJ Bow, producer Hope, trying to keep you warm. It's a cold morning. Roads are slick. Just take it a little bit slower. Be safe. And those talent shows. Oh, Our parents push us into as kids.
Texter saying, imagine having your mom and four other moms have you and your friends do Backstreet Boys. Not once, but 3 years in a row in elementary school. Choreographed and all. Imagine my now wife seeing those videotapes. She now likes to show anyone and everyone as much as possible.
Oh. All right. Boom, boom, boom. Yeah.
Choreography and all. Not once, but 3 years in a row.
We're all dancing. We all know Backstreet Boys. You're not alone. You're not alone. You know, one of the texters said
so
about
precious.
The rhinestone cowboy lip syncing. Yeah. That was my thing. Like for the talent show, I was in the friend zone. Didn't really have a talent. So it'd be like, hey, can you help hand me this? Can we do it? So I was the friend zone. I was the assistant in a talent show. I never did a talent show. But I did do lip sync contests. That was the thing in my high school. All 4 years, lip sync. And me and my buddies, we liked old music from like the 50s. So our best one that we actually won it, we borrowed suits from whoever we could, got dressed up, and we did the Juniors. The Hop.
Okay. So there was four of you, right?
Yeah.
It would have been funny if it was just two of you.
No.
Play both. Okay, so there's four of you. Yeah. Okay.
I was the lead singer, thank you. Don't interrupt. This was my thing. And we did dance routines and everything like in the 50s. So that was my thing.
Did you guys get together to practice beforehand?
Oh,
obviously.
Yeah.
If it was
yeah, we did.
You guys coming over for practice?
That was fun.
You got to be ready for the talent show.
So I prefer lip sync contests too.
Yeah.
Because karaoke, I don't have a voice.
I think most elementary talent shows were lip sync. That's what I'm thinking. I don't think you were alone there.
Okay. Am I? Which lip sync song did you perhaps win to? Because they would get dressed up like the Madonnas, the Billy Idols, the everything, the Garth Brooks, the Tim McGraws. And it was the costume and the theatrics while you were... You know, lipping the words there. Which one did you do?
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.